This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. When the weather gets hot, like it is now, our cars get really hot. And that's why we should never leave our children or our pets inside. We're joined today by Janet Winnikoff of the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. Janet, I'm supposing this is a really good time of year to leave our pets at home.
Just like we've seen with children who have been left behind in cars, animals can experience the same kind of dangers. We've seen animals who have died in hot cars. So we often hear at the Humane Society that people will say, oh, I was just in the store for 5 minutes, but they were actually gone for 25 minutes or longer. And while they were away, their animal was in a car that went from being 80 degrees with air conditioning to over 120 degrees in just a matter of minutes.
How quickly does that happen?
If it's outside, if it's 80 degrees, your car can heat up to about 99 degrees in 10 minutes, 109 degrees in 20 minutes, 114 degrees in 30 minutes, and 120 degrees in 50 minutes. And the other thing is that a lot of people will sometimes say, I left the window cracked. So that's a big help. They've actually done studies on this, and they've actually found that the reduction in temperature, even with the windows cracked, is negligible. And also, the dog winds up being at risk of perhaps jumping out of the car or being stolen out of the car. So it winds up being dangerous for several different reasons.
Let's just also mention, while we're talking about animals here, this is also good advice when it comes to children. We don't want to leave your children in the car for many of the same reasons.
Children or seniors. Mm-hmm. So as a matter of fact, there was a law that was passed back in 2016 that stated that if you see an animal or a person who you feel is in danger in a vehicle, that it protects you from civil liability if you first contact 911 or law enforcement and let them know and ask if you can go ahead and break open the car door so that you can help with that rescue. And also you need to stay with that animal or person until first responders arrive.
The solution for some people who are taking their kids or their pets with them is to leave the car running and therefore the air conditioning on. Not a good idea.
Another danger. So when it comes to both pets and children, you know, if you're leaving the car, the motor going, that's a perfect accidental opportunity for either a child or an animal to accidentally knock that car out of park and into drive or reverse and cause an accident.
We're having this discussion right now. It makes a lot of sense because it's really, really hot out there. But when it comes to leaving any pet or any person in the car, just because it's 75 degrees, that still doesn't make it a good idea outside. That doesn't make it a good idea inside my car.
So the temperature outside can be very pleasant, but in just a matter of minutes, your car can wind up heating up. As a matter of fact, General Motors did a study on this where they showed where the temperature outside was very pleasant and lovely, and just in a matter of moments, the car was heating up to temperatures that were tremendously dangerous. So we do need to be cognizant of this, that even in the wintertime here in Florida, when we think it's lovely outside, that our cars are getting tremendously hot. We also need to keep in mind that we have the engine that's been going in the car, and the engine has been building up heat. So even when we turn off the engine and we step out of the car, that heat from the engine is coming up into our vehicles as well, and also resulting in causing internal heat in the vehicle.
We've been speaking today with Janet Winnikoff of the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.